Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter. Mesechtos Kiddushin, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. Kol mitzvahs haben al ha'av. Again, we have to be careful how we touch these words. Kol mitzvahs haben. All the mitzvahs that has to be done for the son al ha'av, which is the father's responsibility. For example, Bris Milah. The Batanur explains to us in the Gemara that there are actually six mitzvahs, which is the responsibility of the father to do for the son. Bris Milah, Pidyon HaBen, if he's a Bchar, to teach him Torah, to teach him an Umnis, a craft, he should have Parnasa, to marry him off, and to teach him how to swim. Kol mitzvos HaBen al Av, all the mitzvahs that a father has to do for his son, Anashim Chayavim, men are Mechuyiv. The father is mechuyev to do these mitzvahs for the son, but v'nashim peturais, the mother is pater. V'chol mitzvahs ha'av al ben, but all the mitzvahs that a son has to do for his father, like kibbut av aim, or moira av aim, those are two separate mitzvahs, by the way. Moira means you don't sit in your father's place. You don't contradict his words. You don't say, I think my father's right about something. Kibbut av aim means bringing food, drink, clothes, walking him in, walking him out. And this is, of course, both for the father and for the mother. So, v'chol mitzvahs ha'av al ha'ben, all the mitzvahs that a son has to do for his father, echad anashim ve'echad anashim chayavim, both men and women are mechuyev to fulfill those mitzvahs. Both the sons and the daughters have to do the mitzvahs of moira ave'im and kibbut ave'im. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, V'chol mitzvah sasei shehazman grama, all mitzvah sasei. Remember, there are two types of mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah sasei, a mitzvah that you have to do something, like hashavas aveda, or benching. Then there are lois sasei's, things that you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to eat food that's not kosher. You're not allowed to steal. Out of the taryag mitzvahs, there are ramach mitzvah sasei, 248 mitzvahs sasei, that correspond to every limb in our body. We have 248 limbs. And there are shasa loisasei, 365 loisaseis, corresponding to the gidim in our body, the veins in our body. So here's the rule. V'chol mitzvahs sasei, any mitzvahs asei, shehazman gerama, that is dependent on time. Goyer means the cause. The time causes the mitzvah. Like shofar. If on Yud Beis El you blow shofar, well, maybe there's a minhag to blow shofar on El, but you're not mekayim a mitzvah saseh. If you blow shofar the day after Rosh Hashanah, you're not mekayim a mitzvah saseh. The zman, the day of Rosh Hashanah, triggers the mitzvah of shofar, or sukkah, or lulav, or tzitzis. Wait a second, tzitzis? Okay, sukkah, so you understand. Sitting in a sukkah Chanukah time is not a mitzvah. It may even be an aveir of Baal Taisa, but we won't even get into that. Taking a lulav on Chamisha Aser B'Shvat is not a mitzvah. Sukkos triggers the mitzvahs of Sukkos. What about tzitzis? Aren't we mechuyev in tzitzis every single day? And the answer is every single day, but not at night. There is no mitzvah of tzitzis at night. That's why tzitzis is considered a mitzvah that is triggered by time, that being the day. And the mela, women are potter. So v'chol mitzvah sasei shehazman grama, once again, all positive mitzvahs, mitzvahs sasei, that the time creates the mitzvah, anoshim chayavim, men are mechuyiv, v'noshim peturis, and women are pater. Women don't have to do the mitzvah. Are there exceptions? Yes. There are some mitzvahs asei shehazman grama that women are mechuyiv in, for example, matzah. And that's learned from the pasuk that compares chametz to matzah, the isra of eating chametz to matzah. So we learn, whoever is mechuyev in not eating chametz, and women are mechuyev in not eating chametz, because we're soon going to see they're mechuyev in all Isa says, in all mitzvahs that you're not allowed to do, so memela, they're also mechuyev in the mitzvah of matzah. Another example would be kiddush. Even though it's a mitzvah of sei shehazman grama, women are mechuyev in kiddush. And those are all learned from sukkim. Sometimes we say, afein hoya ba'isei ha'neis, they were included in the neis. Okay, maybe we'll soon talk about that a little bit. There are some exceptions to the rule. But generally speaking, v'chol mitzvah sasei shehazman grama, all positive mitzvahs that depend on time, anashim chayavin, men are mechuyev to do them, anashim peturais, women are potter. On the other hand, v'chol mitzvos asay sheloy hazman grama. Positive mitzvos that don't depend on time. Can you give me an example of positive mitzvos that don't depend on time? A mezuzah. The mitzvah of Micah, making a gate on your roof. Hashavas aveda, returning a lost item. Shiluach hakan. So all mitzvos asay sheloy hazman grama that aren't dependent on time, echod anashim, whether it's men, echod nashim, or women, chayavim, they are mechuyev to do those mitzvos. Are there exceptions to this rule as well? And the answer is yes. For example, women are not mechuyev in Talmud Torah. Could be they're mechuyev in the mitzvahs that apply to them. Pidyon HaBen. That's a mitzvah that's not contingent on time. But we still say women are pater. Now, v'chol mitzvahs loisasei, continues the mission. All the mitzvahs loisasei, we are not allowed to do something. Bein shazman grama, whether it's a loisasei that is contingent on time, like not eating on Yom Kippur, bein sheloy hazman grama, like not stealing, echad anashim ve'echad nashim chayavim, there's no difference, both men and women are mechuyev, chutz, with the exception of, mibal tashchis, ubal takif, ubal tetam alemes. These are the three exceptions of loisaseis, of things you're not allowed to do, but they don't apply to women. When we say bal tashchis over here, that means not to destroy the corner of someone's beard with a razor. Bal takif means hakafis means to go round and around. Bal takif means not to cut around and around the hair of your head. You have to leave payas. Ubal tatam lemesim means the iser that kaihanim have, not to become tummy from mesim. These three do not apply to women. How do we know that a woman who is a kahenes does not have the iser of being metamele mesim? Because the pasuk says Amar la kaihan and bnei aharon, so we learn bnei aharon v'loy bnei saharon. Okay, let's chaz over our mishnah. By the way, one of the most beautiful agadot gemaras in Shas is in this sugya. So if you have time, maybe you take a gemara, try to look it through. In our mishnah, we learned kol mitzvos ha'aval haben. In other words, all mitzvos that the father has to do for the son. Basically, we're talking about six mitzvahs. Bris Mila, Pidyon HaBen, if he's a Bchar. Teach him Torah, to marry him off, to teach him a craft. He should make Parnasa, and to teach him how to float. The father is Mechuyev. The mother is technically not Mechuyev. The mother is technically not Mechuyev to do these mitzvahs for her child. Whereas, on the other hand, Kol Mitzvahs Ha'aval HaBen, the mitzvahs that a son has to do for a father, Kibbut Ave'im and Moira Ave'im. Once again, Moira means not to sit in your father's place, not to contradict his words. If your father has a disagreement with someone else, even for you to say, I think my father's right, that's not derech eretz. Who are you to decide whether your father is right or not? And there's kibbut ave'im, bring in food, drink, clothes, to go in and go out with him. All of that, the chiv is both on the son and the daughter. We learned that all mitzvahs are seisha asman grama that are contingent on time. Literally, the time is goyrim the mitzvah, like tkiya shayfer, sukkah, lulav. Men are mechuyev, women are pater. There are some exceptions to the rule, like matzah, mitzvah simcha, on yom tovim, the mitzvah hakel in sukkis after shnas hashmita. These are all exceptions. So maybe some of you ask me a kasha. Women aren't mechuyev in tkiya shayfer. Why? My mother turns over the world to be able to be there by Tkiyas Shofar, and my grandmother, and my great-grandmother, and my sister. They don't have to be there, and the answer is as follows. They have a mitzvah when they're there. We're not saying they don't have the mitzvah. We're saying they're not obligated to do it. But they have the schar for the mitzvah. They have the kiyam ha-mitzvah when they come. And Benois Yisrael want to do mitzvahs. The shaila is whether they can make a bracha or not. That's a machlokes v'shainim. L'maisa we paskin that they can. Which is why you may notice that your mother takes the lulav and esrog and does make a bracha. She's not obligated, but she has a mitzvah to do so. All mitzvahs asay sheloy hazman grama that are not contingent on time, both men and women are mechuyev, like mezuzah, a gate around your roof, a Shabbos Aveda, Shluch HaKan. And we said here too there are exceptions, like Talmud Torah, the mitzvah of Pru Ravu or Pidyon HaBen, even though these are mitzvahs asay sheloy hazman grama, women are pater. In regard to all mitzvahs loisasei, both men and women are mechuyev. The Mishnah tells us the exceptions over here. Bal tashchis, the Torah asrodas, to shave the corners of our beard with a razor. Baltakiv, that means to cut around and around, leaving no payas at all. The Torah says, Loisakifu pa'asraishchem, but that isra is only for men, not for women. The Gemara learns from the Pasuk, those that don't have the Baltashchis don't have the Baltakiv. And the third exception, where women would not be mechuyev in a loisis, they would be ubal tetama lemesim. A woman kayin could be metama herself lemes. By the way, why are women pater on tefillin? Why is tefillin a mitzvah to say she'as man grama? The answer is, there's no tefillin at night. There's also no tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. There are certain mitzvahs, even though we said before that women can perform any mitzvah to say, even if they're not mechuyev in it. And women bench esrig, and women stand who knows how long, sometimes outside in the heat with baby carriages to hear Kiyas Shofar, they have schar. There are certain mitzvahs to say that women are noeg not to do. For example, tefillin and tzitzis, with very rare exceptions that we find in Chazal. Women do not put on tefillin. The Chasam Sofer explains, because over here would be a breach in tznius. Anytime there's a mitzvah with a inyan of the mitzvah is to show everyone what I'm doing, like by tefillin. You're supposed to be clear and open with your tefillin. And tzitzis also, you want people to see it. So for a woman, the tznius is she should dress in such a way where people don't look at her. So in regard to these mitzvahs, or let's say Kiddush Levana, you get together on the street, so the B'nai Yisrael said, our mitzvah is rather sometimes not to do it. For them, that's a bigger inyan.